Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise. Tap the rays in your praise.
Hallelujah. 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 I would like to thank you for calling today a time of reflection that will encourage, enrich, enlighten, enhance, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, both naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That's found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday, at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Central Time and at 8 a.m. Eastern Time with host Minister Billy Burns. Tune in, expecting to receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. Please feel free to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Once again, you can email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com and mail any prayer requests, praise reports, or any donations if you like to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana. Let me repeat that again. New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, we welcome you to like our Destiny Ministries Facebook page. Our Twitter page is at newdestiny54. You are welcome to listen online at www.newdestinyministries54.com to hear our archived messages or on our blog, talkradio.com. We even have a YouTube channel that you can visit. We're going to begin to celebrate the fourth year in ministry. Yes, we began on December 11th of 2011. I took a look at the total listeners that we've had on this radio broadcast. It's 79,843. We have the stats on the live callers listening in, 8,992 lives impacted. The total number of people who have taken a look or listened on the Blog Talk Radio profile online is 37,992. And that's the total stat since we started December 11, 2011. So the Lord is doing great things, you know, and lives are being reached daily. We would like to give a big thank you to the listeners online today. We honor you. To the pastors, to those in ministry, we honor you. We honor Pastor Adrian Bernard today. We honor Apostle Anthony Hill today. Let me just do a quick prayer before we introduce our speaker. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We're declaring this is the day that the Lord has made and that we will continue to rejoice and be glad it is. Lord God, we are thanking you for every listener on the line, via Radio Land, via internet, via YouTube. Lord God, touch them right where they are, Lord God. Let them feel the presence of your love where they are, Lord God. We ask that you bless us, Lord God, and that we want to pray the prayer of Jabez over our life. Oh, that you will enlarge our territory, Lord. Bless us indeed, Lord God. We ask for healing in our body, healing in our mind, healing in our spirit, Lord God. We ask for restoration on this day, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that we send our repents up to you, Lord God, asking you for forgiveness. Lord God, you're touching our body and making us whole right now, Lord God. We decree and declare that we are not the victim, that we are victory. We have victory and that our name is victory on today, Father God. So we love you, Lord God. We bless you for what you're doing in and through our lives, Lord God. Touch our family right now. Lord God, heal them, Lord God. Bring them to you, Lord God. Oh, God, restore their lives, Lord God. Use us to be that power source, Lord God, because we're tapping into your power, Lord God. So we want to walk in power. We want to walk in boldness. We want to walk in faith. We want to walk in love and in the power of your might today. Now, what I'll be doing right now is unmuting all the lines so I can
check.
Find out which line our apostle is on. Apostle Hill, are you on the line?
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Yes,
sir. Thank you. Verify your address for your W-2.
God bless you. And what are the last four numbers of your phone number so I can read out the other callers?
1812.
Okay, I see you there. One second. Okay, Apostle here, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to pass the call over to you right now. We would like to thank you for calling and blessing us continually through the years. I had the pleasure of meeting you in person in New Orleans at that crusade that we had. I'm just excited right now of what the Spirit is doing in your life, in your wife's life, in your ministry life. If you can share that information in regards to your ministry, how people can reach out, how people can be connected to you, and we'll go ahead and then walk into the Word. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister Leslie. God bless you. I do greet you and all of you. Amen. We want to say a great celebration to the host, amen, the founder, the angel of this house, the angel of this particular broadcast, none other than Pastor Adrian Bernard. Amen. Today we're here to celebrate. Amen. We're here to celebrate 4 years of a journey. Amen.
Yes.
This is a journey. This is a journey. Hallelujah to God that the Lord has allowed this awesome woman of God, amen, whom is a very, very dear friend of mine, amen, loving like a sister, hallelujah to God, the Lord has given her this mandate. God has entrusted in her this mandate to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, for 4 and 7 long years. Trust me. Amen. It has not been an easy journey. But because of the mandate, because of a kingdom assignment that God has put into our spirit, she's weathered the storm. She's weathered the rain. She's weathered the talk about the hatred, the persecution, the criticism, hallelujah to God, all the things, the persecution that came along with this journey. And here today, she's still standing. 4 years later, they said she wasn't going to make it. They said she wasn't going to last 1 year. They said she wouldn't last 2 years. They said she wouldn't last 3 years. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Well, I tell you, you better not hold your breath because you're going to mess around and fall out. Because if God be for you, Lord have mercy. If God be for you, who can be against you? So today, Pastor Adrian Bernard, on behalf of AFL Ministries, my wife and I, amen, my staff, we celebrate you. We salute you on this day, on the journey that God has entrusted into your hands. God bless you. I'm not going to hold you very long. I don't want to wear you out. There is a word. There is a word from the Lord. That is a word from the Lord. I want you to get the Bible real quickly. I don't want to do a lot of screaming. I don't want to do a lot of hollering. I want to minister to you. I want you to turn with me to the book of St. John, the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, John, the Gospel of John, the first chapter, and I want to begin reading at the 6th verse. John, the first chapter, verse number 6, says, there was a man, and we're going to say woman, because there is no male nor female in God. There's no gender. There's no gender. God chooses to use for those, and I need to put a pig there. But those of you that that say God did not call a woman to preach, you're lying from the pits of hell. If God can use a donkey to talk, I know He can use a woman. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there was a man sent from God. There was a woman by the name of Adrian Bernard. From the projects of New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, Lord, have mercy. By the way of California, there was a woman, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And I want to put a paraphrase, whose name was Adrian. There was a woman sent from God whose name John. The second came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light. See, Adrian is not the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light. Verse number 9, that was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into that world. The light, he was called. There was a man sent from God. Oh, Lord, I feel your glory already, Jesus. Who was came to bear witness of the light. Somebody said, Prophet Hill, who is the light? Oh, Lord, I'm glad you asked me. The light. His name is Jesus. Adrian Bernard was 6 or 4 years ago. God spoke to this woman of God to get on national radio that has a potential reaching over 10 million homes. She was sent from God to bear witness of the light. Today, I want to talk briefly from a subject, a woman sent from God. And if I'm going to use a topic today, a woman sent from God. My brothers and my sisters, in this passage of scripture here in the book of John, John was given a mandate. Lord have mercy. He was given a mandate, the mandate that he had to bear witness, he had to represent, he had to go out and witness it and let the people know that there was one coming greater than him. He was sent to cry in the wilderness. Adrian Bernard was sent to cry in the wilderness, to cry out loud, to put the trumpet to her mouth. Hallelujah. In spite of all the persecution, in spite of all the naysayers, she was sent to bear witness of the light, and the light was named Jesus. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, she was called, she was chosen by God to, oh Lord, help me preach this word today. She was called, she was chosen by God to lift up the name of Jesus. The men and women, boys and girls, hallelujah to God, they would come to know God for who He really is. She was sent from God to bear witness to the light. She was God, she was sent from God. And this morning's journey, I was listening to Leslie begin to read the stats. And the stats were saying how many people had came in contact with this ministry. The stats were saying how many people have been touched through the word of God through this ministry. And my brothers and sisters, I think that if the Lord was not with her, there's no way that she would have been able to withstand Lord. But because God is with us, and what I'm saying to you today, that God is saying to you today, come unto me, all you that are laboring heavily laden. But the purpose of this ministry, the purpose of New Genesis ministry, is not to edify self. But the purpose of this ministry is to introduce you to Jesus. Because I want to tell you something today. You're going to need a Savior. You're going to need a Savior. Hallelujah, God. You're going to need a Savior at the end of the day. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your status is in life. I don't care what your job you have in life. Baby, you're going to need a Savior. Abraham now was given a task. She was given a mandate by God to introduce this man by the name of Jesus. So the Bible said every knee is going to bow, every tongue, the Lord say, it's all going to confess. At the name of Jesus, men will be saved. At the name of Jesus, men will be delivered. At the name of somebody ought to talk to me today. At the name of Jesus, men will be, yours will be destroyed. Bodies will be healed. Minds will be regulated. Somebody, oh Lord, I feel you go. She was given a mandate. Hallelujah. Because I called her, I chose her. I've chosen her for such a time as this. I've chosen her. Lord, help me teach this word today. I've chosen her. Hallelujah to God. To go into the churches. To go into the projects of New Orleans. I've chosen her to bear witness. That's what John was given. You need to go. You have to go into the fields. You have to go into the highways and the byways. He said, John, I need you to go. I need you to go and represent the light. I need you to go. They're not going to always receive you. They're not going to always applaud you. They're not going to always celebrate you. But because of the mandate, somebody talk to me. Because of the mandate, because of the glory, because of the not. I've anointed you. The second chapter 3. I've anointed you this, to bring hope to the hopeless. I've anointed you. Oh, Lord, peace. But those that are in prison, those that are locked up in emotion, those that are locked up in their own mind. Let me put a pig there. Some of y'all today are on this raw chest. You're literally locked up in your mind. You're a prisoner within your own shell. You're a prisoner. Baby, let me tell you something. Hallelujah to God. When you become a prisoner of your own mind, when you become a prisoner of your own mind, when you become a prisoner of your own mind, hallelujah to God. That's all God. That's a tormenting thing. When there is no freedom, when there is no deliverance, when there is no joy, hallelujah to God. You become a prisoner. Oh. So Abraham and Noah was given the task, my God, to go and set the captive free. I don't know about you today, but my God Almighty, somebody on this line needs to be set free. Hallelujah to God. The greatest celebration that you can give this woman of God, the greatest celebration that you can give Adrian and Noah today, those of you that are not saved, ah, Lord, the way you want to celebrate, ah, God, says, God, I don't know you. I come, I want to know you. I want to know that you're living. I give my heart to you. I give my mind. Oh, God, I surrender. I surrender. Hallelujah. Because of your teaching, you want to celebrate to the blog talk with her? I dare you to say, I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, and you say, but now I see. Hallelujah to God. I was once in a mess. I know somebody who I'm talking to today, but there's somebody on this line, you were in a mess. Your life was in a mess. You were in a mess, and it seemed as though you wouldn't know where there was no way out. Hallelujah to God. He was in a mess. Hallelujah to God. And the scene is up. He did not know which way to turn for the cause of the gospel to be a priest through this broadcast. Hallelujah to God. The cause of the gospel. The gospel, the gospel, the gospel is good news. The gospel is what, baby? Good news. The gospel is good news. The gospel will pull you out of the trenches. The gospel that angel is not on his preaching, will literally pull you out of the crack house. And I'm a living witness that we're doing. Yes, we are. The gospel will pull you from behind the prison wall. I'm a living witness you're doing. The gospel will set you free. The gospel. Me you today. The good news is I don't care. Don't let the devil tell you that you got to get it. Wait till you get it together before you give your life to God. Baby, let me tell you something. You can't get it together. Masha, if you had the power, to get it together, trust me now. There's no way you'll stay in a situation that you're staying in this long. You ain't got the power. But there's one greater than you. And his name is Jesus. His name. Yeah, Lord, I love that name. There's something about the name. Hello, how about shake out of that shot? It's something about the name of Jesus. You can't do this thing by yourself. You sitting there trying your best to, I don't want to be no hypocrite. Baby, that's a lie. Hallelujah to God. Jesus said, come unto me. Oh, you don't live. He said, come. Then you just come. You don't worry about how to try to fix it up. You ain't got to worry about no money suit. You ain't got to worry about no big feather hat on your head. You ain't got to worry about no alligator shoes. He said, just come out, son. Hey, come with your flip flops, son. Come with your sharp head off. Come on with your ministry. Hey, no, just come. Hey, no, just come. Somebody said, just come. Unto me. Come. Jesus said, he's come. And that's where Adrian Renard, Hamende, it was to preach the gospel. Commanding is to preach that you'll be free. You don't have to be bound no more. You don't have to be bound anymore. You don't have to be bound no more. You don't have to be live like you've been living. There's a brand new day. There's a new way. Hallelujah to God. You ain't got to live like this. You ain't got to live the way you're living. Angel Renard said, hallelujah to God, I come to introduce you to Lord, I come to introduce you to a new way. Yes, I come to introduce you. I come to, Lord, somebody talk to me. I come to introduce you to something new. I come to introduce you to something glorious. I come today. Hey, she came for four long years, she was crying in the wilderness. For four long years, she put the trumpet to her mouth. For four long years, to repent, and be baptized. Repent, I say, and repent. Every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the reason of your sins, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody talk to me today. That's what her mission. Her mission was to preach Jesus. Adrian Renard's mission was to bear witness to this light. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord. She wasn't trying to pull the light on her, but she was trying to direct it to the light. Today, God wants to set you free. It's not the will of God. It's not the will of God that you be bound and tied up. It's not the will of God. I've been teaching on my prayer line a series about hurt, church hurt. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Some of y'all are walking around here full of hurt, full of pain. Hallelujah to God. You're shouting every Sunday. You're speaking in tongues. You're dancing. You're prophesying. You're laying hands on folks. But you're full of pain. You're full of hurt. Oh, Lord. Angel Renard said, listen, you ain't got to be like that. There's somebody. Oh, Lord. You ain't got to carry this burden no longer. My prayer today, that somebody will hear this gospel. Hallelujah to God. And I pray today at the end of this broadcast, somebody will say, what must I do? What in the world do I need to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to be saved? What do I need to do? I'm in a mess. Baby, let me tell you something. You're in a mess. And only one can bring you out of this mess. His name is Jesus. Years ago, the saints of God used to sing a song, "Prayer the Lifeline." Prayer the Lifeline. Somebody is drifting away. Hallelujah to God. For 4 years, Adrian stood on the bank with a lifeline. For 4 years, she said, come. You don't have to die and go to hell. Come. Hallelujah. You don't have to live in the law of the law of property. Come. You ain't got to be all tied up in your brain. Taking all types of pills. A pill to get up, a pill to go to bed, a pill to eat, a pill to sleep. That's a bunch of pills. You don't need it. All you need is Jesus. Come. You should come unto me. Come. I come to give you life. And that's what Adrian's preaching. He's just, first John, St. John, the first chapter, sixth verse, said there was a man. He was sent. He was sent, Lord God. He was sent, not by the bishop. Lord, about to couple some toes. He was sent, not by the apostle. He was sent, not by the prophet. He was sent, not by the ordination committee. He was sent, no, God. Man had nothing to do with this. Because some of y'all, let me put a peg in it. Because if you ain't no man to send you, you'll still be sitting down, Lord. Man will tell you this ain't your season. Man will tell you this ain't your time. Man will tell you hold up a little bit. Oh, Lord. But this John was sent by God. He was sent by God. He was sent by God. And baby, let me tell you something. You can't stop what God has ordained. I'm about to do some jumping jacks, Leslie. You can't stop what God has ordained. Baby, if God got you, hey, Lord, that's all I need to know, that God got my back. For 4 years, many have told Prophet and Pastor Bernard, I'm with you. Many started off with the on a journey 4 years ago, and they told her, girl, I'm going to be with you to the end. I'm riding the half, but 4 years later, they're nowhere to be found. I'm with you. I'm with you. As long as the getting good, I'm with you. I don't need you, baby. When the getting it good. I don't need you just when the blessings are flowing. I don't need you when there's some storms are coming. Because on this journey, children, there's some storms on this journey. There's some pitfalls on this journey. Oh, Jesus. There's a pain on me, shed on this journey. There'll be some babies, Pastor Bernard. Lord, have mercy. Oh, it's a lonely journey. On this journey, children, you'll find yourself sometime. Mabashi Kobe Oshi. On this journey, you'll find yourself sometime passing around like Jeremiah. You'll find yourself with a milk creek sitting on a Jupiter tree. Jeremiah said, I don't even want to deal with these folks no more. They stiff neck, they're hard heart. They don't hear me. I'm up sacrifice. I'm preaching, I'm glad before God. I'm carrying the burdens. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they're calling me. But they won't obey. Well, let me tell you something. One of the most hurtful things to a leader, I know because I'm a leader myself. One of the most hurtful things is for people to call you and worry you, and you pray with them, you pray, you fast with them, you lay before God to carry. Oh, Lord, to get them through. And the very thing that you tell them, they turn around and do the opposite. It just makes you feel like all your praying was in vain. All your labor, but no, baby, what's it? Reason being because of the seed was planted. The seed was what planted the seed. was once planted. Hallelujah, Lord. So I encourage you today, to let the seed get inside of your life. I encourage you today, hallelujah to God. I encourage you to come to Him. Lord, here I am. Ma, huh? Yeah. That's how we're going to celebrate this anniversary. We want to see folks come to Jesus. Hallelujah. God. Yeah, Lord, I'm in a mess. My mind is confused. I feel abandoned. I was left for dead. Oh, Lord, my husband left me with 20 children. I don't know how my bills will get paid. Here I am. Oh, Lord, I'm all jacked up and messed up on the floor. Oh, but I'm coming. Somebody shout with me. I'm coming. Here I am. Light. I'm going to follow the light. Adrian's talking about this light. She's preaching about this light. She's been preaching for 4 years about this light. Lord, I need the light. I need Jesus in my life. Bible says John was a man sent from God. In my closing, I told you I'm not going to hold you long. In my closing, I want, when you're sent from God, when you're sent from God, you can't be like everybody else. A lot of you are still trying to hold on to Aunt Minnie, Uncle JoJo, Aunt Betty Sue, Cousin Mike. No, baby. When you're sent from God, sometimes that means you got to separate from your mama. Sometimes that means you got to separate from your children. That's what the Bible says. Huh? He said, I come to bring a separation. Someone will shout with me today. I come to bear witness of the light, John says. I know you really don't want to hear me. You only got comfortable in your mess. You only got comfortable doing your own thing. You got comfortable. But Jesus said, I come to give you a better way. I come. You can't do this, baby, by yourself. You want to celebrate 4 years with me, with the angel of God today, with New Destiny Ministry? You want to celebrate? Give your life to Jesus. Ask God to be the head of your life. Ask him to take over. Ask him to take charge. Ask him to be the ruler. Ask him to rule and reign and abide with you. Many of you are connected to ministries, but you're yet messed up. You're yet hurting. You're yet wounded. Adrian is just preaching a gospel. This gospel that she's preaching is a gospel that can set you free. I don't care what you're dealing with today. Hear me, children. Hear me. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how dark the cloud may have gotten. I don't care. In the book of Acts, the 26th chapter, I believe, Paul was a prisoner. Paul was a prisoner, and he was on a ship, huh? And they was going to sail, and Paul, the prisoner, Paul the apostle, stood in the midst of all those that were on the ship and said, I need to tell you something. We're on this ship, but ahead, we're going to face some storm. Paul said, but I have some good news. Even though we're going to face some storms, there's nobody on this ship going to lose their life. And the Bible says, oh, Lord, the storm came now on this journey. Adrian, I'm pretty sure on this storm, on this journey of 4 years on Blog Talk Radio, there have been some storms that have arose. Sometimes the storm got tempers, the storm got rough, the seas got rugged. Lord, help me today to teach this gospel. storm. The storm got beyond your imagination. Sometimes you didn't want to, oh, Lord, it got so rough. It's low. Where are you? Have you ever, Pastor Bernard, I'm pretty sure. Have you ever say, God, where are you? Oh, Lord, 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 where are you? And he said, I'm right here. I'm right here. I told you. He said, didn't I not tell you, Adrian, that I would never leave you? No, I was shaking. Men will walk away, but I won't. Men will turn their back on you, but I won't. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Men will forsake you, but I won't. Men will lie to you, but I won't. Me, God, I don't know what I say. I encourage you, Pastor Bernard, in my closing, I encourage you, woman of God, to continue to hold up the light. I encourage you, woman of God, to continue to hold up the light. I encourage you, woman of God, to continue to blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Lord, help me teach this word. Sound the alarm, Adrian. Whether they want to, he said, preach it in season, preach it out of season, preach whether they want to hear it, preach it whether they don't want to hear it, preach it, but no, I preach it. Preach it. Tell me your preaching have been effective. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Leslie read out the numbers. The numbers don't lie, baby. The numbers. So that tells me your preaching has not been in vain. Brothers and sisters, men, women, boys, and girls, if you don't know Jesus' name. Leslie, you can unmute the lines, please. If you don't know Jesus.
Yes, sir.
If you got any unnecessary noise in your background, I'm going to ask that you mute your phone or individual name. If you have any unusual noise in your background, I'm going to ask that you mute your phone individually. But hear me today as a prophet. You can't do this thing by yourself. The very thing that they're going through is vivid in you. You need a savior. You need a savior. I'll say it. You need a savior.
No.
You need a savior. Oh, Lord, you need a savior. You need the greater one, the Bible. The greater one. See, someone ought to shout greater, greater, greater.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You need something greater than yourself. Ah, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
I said hallelujah. You need something greater than yourself. You? Can y'all hear me? Lovely?
Yes.
You need something greater. You need something greater. And his name is Jesus. Pastor Renard, keep preaching. Keep preaching. If you got to preach all by yourself, keep preaching. Don't you stop. Matter of fact, you can't stop. When there's a mandate on your life, can I tell you, those of you that are in leadership, baby, that's why I got a problem when folks talk about, Lord, I'm about to get in trouble. When folks say they retire, baby, you can't retire from preaching. What in the world? You can, ain't a retirement plan. That's business for life. You can't retire. You can't. This, baby, this is a marriage. This is a death do you part.
Okay.
This is a marriage, baby. This is a covenant between you and God. Hey, Lord, help me to teach this word today. What in the world you thought you can retire? You can't retire from preaching. Now that God called you. Now, you maybe can retire. If you were at seminary, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know them schools, cemetery school, you know. You maybe can retire from them.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, when our mother told you, when the Bible says, John, the first chapter, that was a man that was sick, not from the cemetery school, the seminary school. Y'all help me, y'all forgive me. Oh, Lord. Some folks take preaching as an occupation. And this ain't an occupation, baby. This is a mandate.
Yeah.
This ain't an occupation. Listen, for who? This, hey, Lord, I'm forgiving trouble. That's why folks can come to your church sick and they leave you sick and come by and leave now because you're in for occupation. You're in for paycheck. I'm in for deliverance. So somebody ought to shout with me on this journey for 4 years. For 4 years, this woman of God had tread the waters. For 4 years, she shed some tears. For 4 years, there have been days she's probably got in her car and tears roll down her face. For 4 years, say, somebody talk to me. 4 years, for 4 years, hallelujah to God. For 4 years, Lord God, this woman of God, this woman Israel now, I've had to shout shit. For 4 long years, talk to me, somebody. 4 years. God, for 4 years. Hallelujah to God. 4 years, 4 years, 4 years. 4 years. Hallelujah to God. It ain't been easy, children. It ain't been easy. It ain't been easy. It ain't been easy on this journey. Told her, say, I'm going to sow into your ministry. I'm going to help you, Pastor Bernard. I'm going to be a blessing to the ministry. And, oh, Lord, my seed is on its way. And little did she know, when you hung up the telephone, child, I ain't got no extra money. Child, I got to pay my light bill. Lord, I'll catch you next month.
Yes, Lord.
Years later, some of y'all made a vow, which is the very first time she got on broadcast, and it's been 4 years later, she still ain't got to see. And it don't take the mailman on 4 years to deliver.
Come on.
If you got a mailman, it takes you 4 years to bring your mail, baby, you need to change post office box. If it takes Western Union 4 years to get a seed to you, hallelujah. So as a prophet here, you was doing all right. Don't talk about me like this. Hallelujah to God. But see, this is the journey that she's on, and these are some of the things we have to encounter on this journey where people tell you they understand, and then we wake up and realize there's nobody there. There's nobody there. And if the law was not there, David said, and I'm done, let's say. David said, I would have fainted. David said, I would have fainted. I would have dropped down. I would have threw in the towel. I would have just gave up. Lost all the days. And I was going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But because I believe God, oh, somebody got a shout with me.
Yes, hallelujah.
I believe the devil's going to be a greater day. Oh, I feel like shouting. Y'all have never seen a fat man shouting. But I believe that I was going to see a greater day. I shout out of them shame.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. I believe what the book of Numbers, the 29th chapter, Numbers said, God is a man and he should not lie. He needs a son of man and he should not repent. I grab hold to the word. I'll shout. Hey. I grab hold to the word. I grab hold to the word. I grab hold to the what the word. I grab hold to what the word. Oh, Lord, help me teach this word today. David said, I want to work for you. Major Renard would have fainted 4 years ago. 4 years. We celebrate 4 years of anniversary today. She would have fainted. Oh, Lord Jesus. The first month, if the law had not given her this mandate and it would have left with the man, she would have shut it down the very first month. But because she knew that the law, baby, when you know that God, oh, Lord, how much? But you know that God has got your back, you'll keep walking.
Come on.
You keep walking. You keep walking. You keep moving. Pastor Bernard, God bless you. Woman of God, we salute you. Again, on behalf of Lady Hill, on behalf of Lady Hill, myself, and the entire AFL's ministry, let the prophet and the prophetess speak, broadcast, all of the above. We salute you today. We salute you on your journey. We salute you. We celebrate with you. We don't hate on you. Some folks don't celebrate, they hate on you. They hate us. They celebrate. Hate on you. Prophet, don't say that. I'm gonna tell the truth.
That is amazing.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Somebody gonna celebrate. Some folks gonna celebrate. I don't even know if that's a word. That's not even a word, is it? Well, add it to the rest of the dictionary. I just gave it to you. Hate a break. But we celebrate with you. We celebrate with you today. And I encourage you, woman of God, to keep on with the keeping on. Don't stop. Don't stop. I prophesy this to you, Prophet Manon. I prophesy to you, the Lord say greater. Greater days lies ahead.
Yes, Lord.
Greater days. As I be a prophet of Almighty God, and I know I'm God's prophet. Greater days lies ahead. The day will come that you would not have no financial worries for this ministry. The day will come you will not have no financial worries with this ministry. The day will come. Hey, every day, hey, shut up. We call the Lord, stand up. Lord God Almighty. The day will come, baby, and I prophesy. I prophesy that the best is yet to come. The worst is behind us. And the best is yet to come. My brothers and my sisters, those of you today, if you're struggling in your walk with God, you need prayer. Leslie, I don't know how you want to do this, but I want to, with your permission, I want to pray for some people, if that's okay with you, yes. And Pastor Bernard. I want to stay within order. Amen.
Yes.
I want to pray for those of you that want prayer. I want you to press 1 right now. Those of you that are on the line, you want me to pray with you. You want me to pray for you. You know you're struggling. You know you're struggling. Come on, keep it real. Come on, take the mask off. You know you're struggling, baby. You know you're bone naked. You know you're walking bone naked. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know you're struggling, and you know you need help. Ah, hallelujah. I want to pray for somebody that says, Prophet, I need help.
Yes.
I need help. Let me go ahead and lead the way. See, I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. And then I go to God. I say, God, I need help. Yeah, I can talk about me. So y'all want to fake them. Y'all want to play. I ain't going to play. Lord, I need help.
Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
What I'll do is I'll open each line, and they're able to say their prayer request. They're able to give regards to Pastor Bernard in celebrating her 4 years of being live and on the air, or they can make any comments or ask any questions. So the first line that I'll unmute is the caller who's been on the line for the longest. And the last 4 numbers is 7340. Caller, your line is unmuted. You may speak at this time.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. This is Bishop Lott.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop Lott. God bless you, sir.
I'm always in need for prayer. I'm finally over. I've got so many things that I need God's answers to. I'm not one to lie or to play games. I'm seeking God for a number of things, but the primary concern is just to be able to stay afloat financially until the books are off the ground, because I spent hours right now just working on getting these books ready for the first quarter of 2016.
Yes, sir.
But the other
yes,
thing
sir.
Is to just to have regular income so I can just live until because I know just by what I'm hearing from people and just by me testing the waters with what God has mandated me for in almost 27 years, I see greater things coming. I sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like I tell people all the time, if you run from the calling, it'll run over you and overtake you if you just run from
my
it.
My God. My God.
Too many people run to the calling and don't even understand what it is. They get a glimpse of it, and they're in a hurry, and they want to tell everybody about it. But I found that what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. And so today I haven't been on the line for quite some time, and the Spirit of the Lord said, get on the line. And when I heard the young lady, I said, wait a minute. Now, is this a different line? And then she started talking about Pastor Adrian, and then you started speaking. I said, oh, God, it's got to be you, because I didn't even know the prophet was going to be on the line from one prophet to another. Amen. But my life is full of transition. I mean, there's so many of all that. It's normal. I'm not complaining. I'm not angry with God. I'm grateful. I love him so much that I don't know how to be nothing other than grateful. And regardless of the troubles and the trials and the tribulations, all I know is God has been faithful. He kept me this far. But now I need greater understanding, greater direction as far as I know what my assignment is. I know what I got to do. I'm not guessing on those things. I'm looking for the venues where the people are open to hear what God has given me so that I can walk away from working for the world and be in the kingdom of full-time income so that I can deposit what has been given to me.
God bless you, sir. Yes, sir.
With that being said, a prophet, you speak whatever's in your heart.
Thank you, sir. Man of God, first of all, I do want to thank God for you. Amen. It's been a while since you and I've spoken. Amen. It's always good to hear you. Amen. To hear your voice. Hallelujah to God. It's always so good to hear your voice. Amen. I want to say this. Hallelujah to God. That you have now come into a turnaround season of your life. Literally, the Lord is about to bring you to a season of such a turnaround. I literally see God doing a 360. Literally, hallelujah to God. I literally see God doing a 360 in your life.
My gosh.
I literally see God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Mm. I literally see God doing a 360 in your life.
Wow.
And I'm going to say this. There have been some leaders, there have been some folks that have put their mouth on you. God said, you ain't got to be nobody. Don't trust. Be quiet. Trust. Don't you say no more than word. God said, I'm about to vindicate you. I'm about to vindicate you. My hand is upon you. Hallelujah, God. God has been told on you. That's the truth you have gone with you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I hear the Holy Ghost say, this is a brand new day. This is a brand new day, prophet. Hallelujah, God. A brand new day. A brand new day. And I decree a supernatural miracle in your life right now. God, I pray for this man of God. I pray for his ministry. And Lord God, I pray for the eagle wings. See, Lord, have mercy. I pray for the eagle wings. I pray for eagle wings. I pray for eagle wings. Lord, they were soft. Oh, God, the heights unknown.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessings going in and blessings coming out. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. God bless you, man. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Thank you very much.
God
I
bless
receive
you.
It in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, Leslie, our next caller, please.
Okay, and we'll go to the next caller right now. Just going in the order that you all called in, so be patient with us. We'll get to every call today. I am unmuting the line that ends with 4668. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Mother Charity. Yeah, God bless you. Amen. I'm so thankful, amen, for the word of God that I could understand. He had a lot of squelching on his telephone, and lots of things I couldn't understand what he was saying. But I thank God, amen, amen, for God's word, amen, that I could understand. Glory to God. Amen. And Leslie, you're doing a beautiful job in Angela's Bernard's place. Amen. I had talked with her earlier today. Praise God. Amen. And she told me that she was going to be on. Glory to God. So I was glad I was able to tune in and hear what I did hear. Glory to God. And God bless you. Amen. And y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. I apologize. I wish someone would have texted me. Amen. For the interruption on the telephone. Amen. But I do pray, amen, that you were able to hear, amen, the most important part. Amen. All the word is important. But Father, I thank you for Mother Charity. And God, I pray that you continue to move in her life. And God, I thank you for the signs, the miracles, and the wonders that you brought through this woman of God. I thank you for this great warrior. Lord, she's been on this journey a long time. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God, and I thank you for the strength. I thank the Lord for the strength. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for the strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, mother.
Yeah, thank you. God.
All right, Leslie.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller right now, and your last four digits are 1605. Your call is unmuted.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I thank and praise God for the word that stirred my spirit when you said, greater is he that is in us. We have a greatness inside of us, and that's how God is able to do great exploits. I believe when you said that there's a greatness inside of us. This is what kept the ministry going, was the greatness inside the great woman of God. I thank and praise God for her. I love her. She's been a blessing to us all. She's been a blessing to me since I met her. And God says, whatever you reap, you're going to sow. So I know she has a harvest of blessings coming. You've been a blessing since I met you. Your words are prophetic. Since I met you, you've been a blessing. And I just thank
God
for the next level we went to on today by you allowing the greatness that's inside of you to speak through you as a vessel of honor. And to God be all the glory for the words that were spoken on today. None of your words went out void. I know healing place and deliverance. Every time you open up your mouth, God always uses you to bless his people and take us to a whole nother level. So God bless you. And I truly thank and praise God for my daughter who stepped in to fill in the gap. That's a blessing to me just even hearing her doing what God calls her to do, how she's humbling. And I just want to say, you have a blessed, blessed, blessed day. Thank you for your words of encouragement.
God bless you, Pastor B. God bless you. Amen. Pastor B, actress. Amen. I believe that's correct, right, Leslie? I want to make sure
yes.
I said it right.
Yes, it's correct.
Amen.
It's correct.
Okay. I do. Amen. We honor you, woman of God. Amen. Also, amen, what you're doing in the kingdom. Amen. You may not hear a lot from me, but I've been watching. I see. Amen. I've been hearing. Amen. And it's evident that God is using you in such a way in that region of California. Hallelujah to God. And I want you to understand that you have not even begun to tap. You have not even begun to tap the surface yet. Hallelujah to God. You have not even begun to tap the surface yet. Hallelujah. Your Lord, have mercy. Because God has used you to go into the trenches. So you're not afraid. You ain't afraid of Skid Row. You ain't afraid of the bridges. You ain't afraid. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't afraid of the shelters and down there where folks are just living in boxes and sleeping on cardboard. You're not afraid. Hallelujah to God. But the Lord said your ministry will be known throughout the nation.
Amen. To God be the
glory. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I see women. I see young women that are shot, that are homeless, that are destitute, and they broke down, messed up on the floor. But because of your love and because of your compassion, hallelujah to God. I love our shame. And because of the impartation of the anointing of God from you unto them, I see them rising up. I say, yeah, boy. And I see God turning prostitutes into prostitutes. Huh? Yeah, my y'all gonna hear me. Hey, glory. I see God. Hey, Lord, hallelujah to God. said a drug addict and love God. The drug addict are the missionaries. Because of the anointing on your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep doing what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. Family members may walk away from you. Family members may betray you. Family members may call you crazy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my Savior. Oh, Lord, I know I hear you. Hey, hallelujah. I want to tell you something, baby. What I just heard in the spirit.
Yeah.
Your greatest fight would come from your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
But my God, if God be for you, if God, hallelujah, if God be for you, who can, who will be against you?
Thank you, Lord.
I have to speak up on that because I have to say that you are a mighty prophet of God, and I know that the word says in Matthew 10:41, the one who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person, because he is a righteous person, will receive a righteous person's reward. That word that came from St. John 1:6 that the prophet brought today, entitled A Woman Sent from God, was a word from the Lord. And I want to tell everyone on the line today, if you receive that word that came from the prophet's lips today, you can stand on that scripture, Matthew 10:41, on the one who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward.
Yes,
and the one who receives a righteous person, because he is a righteous person, will receive a righteous person's reward. I have to share a testimony. I was talking to my mother, Pastor Beatrice Martin, who's on the line right now, the one Apostle Hill was just ministering to, and I told her that you're called apart to go into the churches. God had told me to speak to her, and that she was going to be bringing revival to every church that she walked through the doors. And I just thank God for sending a prophet to confirm his word that was spoken literally 2 days ago. You know, and I want to encourage all the listeners on the line today that God is real, and no matter if you spoke your request for prayer aloud, audibly, or whether your request was embedded in your heart, God knows you. God created you. God will heal you. God will answer your prayer. God will restore you. God will renew your strength like an eagle. You will mount up. Even the leaders on the line, our prophets on the line, our ministers on the line, our teachers on the line, they all go through trials and tribulations, but we have the word where God told us to count it all joy. We do have the key to unlock every door, and that is our joy. That is our praise. That is our worship.
Amen.
You know, when he was speaking on a woman sent from God, guys, think about that lady who was at the well. She was at the well and didn't even know Jesus would be there. A lot of you are on the line, and I need to tell you that Jesus is there and on the line. He knows us in the midst of our setbacks, in the midst of our trials, our tribulation. He knows what we struggle with daily to fight against that flesh. He knows the conviction that is on our heart because we have the Holy Spirit, and he is blessing you today. It is power in the name of Jesus, and if we just tap into that. Another thing that Apostle Kill had brought up was from, you know, Numbers 29, you know, that God is not a lie. So if you take these words that you heard today on this live broadcast as the truth, and you do what the apostle said. He said, grab hold to the word. That word is our Bible. That word is our power. That word is the Lord speaking. And if we just do what he said when he said, keep walking.
Yeah.
If we do what he said when he said, keep celebrating others, you know, you will receive that reward, that prophet's reward. It's not by, you know, it's not by a coincidence that you dialed up today. We will go to the next caller right now that is holding on the line.
Thank you for your word.
You know, literally.
God bless, you're welcome. God bless you, Pastor B. Amen. God
you
bless you.
You tapped in literally 8 minutes. You called in 8 minutes ago. I'm going to unmute your line. You know, I hope that you heard anything, or if you have any questions for the pastor right now, the last four numbers in your phone number is 4169. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Hello.
God bless you.
Yes, caller.
Yes.
Do you have
any
prayer requests?
I have a prayer request. I would like to get prayed for.
What is your prayer request? Where are you calling from, a woman of God?
I'm calling from Houston.
You're calling from Houston, Texas. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Amen. What is your prayer request?
Well, I'm going through a lot of spiritual battles, and I've just been going through a lot, and I just need the wisdom and understanding of what I'm going through and, you know, kind of like directions in my life, what the Lord wants me to do next in my life.
God bless you, babe. God bless you. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for every storm that this woman of God has gone through. And God, I'm not going to tell you to take out the storm. I'm going to tell you to give her strength to go through. Uh-huh. Hello. Don't take her out, because it's in our storm that she's going to really come to know who you really is. Mm. It's in our warfare, Lord God Almighty, which is going to bring her closer to your presence. What I'm going to pray for today, Lord God, that you give her strength. I'm going to ask that you give her strength. Give her strength for the journey. Give her strength for the journey. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray right now you'll turn the situation around. And I bind every demonic force. I bind every demonic activity. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come against the works of the enemy right now. God, I thank you for the work you're doing in my life. Take her higher. Take her higher, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. God bless you, Lord God. Go in peace, baby. Go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace. And I want you to glorify God.
Amen.
I want you to glorify God. See, let me tell you something. Your praise is going to be your secret to your breakthrough.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Your praise. It's going to literally be a secret to your breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, somebody lift your hands up right now. I'm just glory in the air. Oh, Jesus. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
my God. I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless the
have
name
your way
of
now.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We'll go to the next caller
on
line right now.
God bless you.
To the next caller, I will unmute your line. You can bring any prayer request that you have so that you can be prayed for right now and receive that power right now. Your last four digits is 7571. Caller, your line is unmuted. Caller, are you there? For 7571, your last four digits of your phone number. Okay, we thank you for calling the line today, and we pray that you are richly blessed. Apostle Hill, I would like to thank you in the absence of Pastor Adrian Bernard today on getting on this line as we are celebrating 4 years on Blog Talk Radio. 4 years of bringing the word without excuse. We're selling 4 years of impacting lives around the world. We're celebrating one another on this day. We celebrate you, Adrian Bernard. We celebrate you, Apostle Hill. And we celebrate all the leaders on the line. We celebrate you calling in. We celebrate those listening in by radio. And I wanted to do a special prayer request in regards to those who are starting a business, in regards to those who are who believe in that vision of Habakkuk 2:2, who are chasing after their dreams. I know it can get hard, and I just ask that you pray for those who are in business and chasing their dreams, Apostle John.
Leslie, before I do that, and I'm going to do that, I'm going to comply, but I want to say this. I want to say this to every one of you that's listening. This woman of God have made some unusual sacrifices, ministry sacrifices, personal sacrifices, to make sure that this gospel is being preached. And I'm sure there have been times that she had to go into her own pocket. Because for those of y'all don't know, Blog Talk ain't free, so I didn't want you to know. It's, there's a free segment there, but amen. There have been times that this woman had to go into her own pocket to make sure that this gospel is preached. Whether it's on the radio, whether it's in the local church, whether it's through her crusades. Hallelujah to God. And today, I want you to hear me. I want every one of you on this line to hear me as a prophet. If you believe that the hand of God is on me, I want you to walk in complete obedience. I want everyone on this line to...
Okay, our apostle dropped off for a moment. I know that he will call back in. And let me give everyone the information on how to sow into this ministry. If you want to sow by mail, you can do so by writing to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122. New Orleans, Louisiana, to sow a seed by mail. You can send that to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, to sow a seed online, that's possible. Go to www.newdestinyministries54.com. Once again, to sow a seed online, that is possible by going to www.newdestinyministries54.com. And let me unmute the apostle. He's back online.
God bless you. Thank you. I got knocked off the line. Let me say this. Thank you, Leslie. I heard you giving out the address. But I want you to hear me because I need you to hear me clearly. I need everybody, every one of you on this line, my leaders, all my leaders. Hallelujah to God. Let me say this to my leaders. See, when you pour into another man's ministry, then someone will pour into your ministry. When we learn how to pour into someone else's ministry, now they're always thinking about you. It's, come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. So today, we're celebrating this woman of God. We're celebrating her endeavors, the work that she's put into this ministry. And I'm going to ask those of you, amen, $40 is no money. You spent $40 at McDonald's. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going to ask every one of you on this line, if you love this woman like you say you do, love is an action word. Hallelujah to God. I want you to make a commitment, make a vow. You say, my prophet, I don't have 40, but so what you have. Show what you have. Let them know that I'm standing with you, Pastor Bernard. Let them know I'm there. I'm there. I'm not just talking about words, but I'm there in love and indeed. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. And once again, Leslie is going to give you the mailing address. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. For those who are mailing a seed, the address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana. I will repeat that. The address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana. If you're sowing a seed online, that's also available by going to www.newdestinyministries54.com. I'll repeat that. It's www.newdestinyministries54.com.
I bless you, woman of God. Amen. Well, Father, I thank you, Father, for those of your people, God, that desire their business, desire their own business, those that are in businesses. Lord, I pray right now that their business plan will become prosperous. I pray, God, right now the doors will open up. And I love our shade. And I thank you, Father, for unexpected miracles taking places in their business right now. And I'm thanking God for miracle finances that is going to flow through the business. And I thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you've given to your people. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. We would like you, we would like to end the broadcast the same way as we started it, and that is in praise. Thank you, Apostle Anthony Hill, for celebrating with Pastor Adrian Bernard today. We thank you for bringing the word today, and we thank you to all the callers listening by radio, listening online, listening via the Blog Talk website or the New Destiny website. We see you. We have the stats. We are praying for you continually, and we pray that you will sow into good ground today. God bless you all.
Leslie, can I say something before we hang up, please?
Yes.
I want, and I'm pretty sure I am in order by saying this. I want to invite you all. Here, Leslie, I pray to see you and your mom there. March. I want you to write this date down, March the 22nd through the 25th. We will be hosting our very first apostolic prophetic conference right here in Miami, Florida. Amen. Pastor Adrian Bernard is one of our speakers. She will be there with us. Amen. Pastor Gloria Smith. Hallelujah to God. Pastor Frank Delaney. Oh, Lord. Listen, you need to make your way to Miami, Florida. Just be your lovely to come. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. That's awesome. No, that's a listen. I don't really know how this thing is going to flow. I just want y'all to show up, and we're just going to need God to have his way. Hallelujah to God. We're just going to show up. Someone's going to, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this? I don't know, baby. All we know is the Holy Ghost is going to do what he got to do. And we're going to leave here blessed. March the 22nd through the 25th, I want to invite all of you to come to Miami, Florida. Amen. Now, you can go to my Facebook page, Anthony Hill. Anthony Hill. Amen. There's flyers. There's registration flyers. Amen. Registration is $25. Amen. And you can register on a Facebook. There's a link. Amen. The administrator has set up that you can register for this conference. God bless you, Leslie. It's been a joy. It's been a privilege to be with y'all. I want to leave with this. I love you. And there's nothing y'all can do about it. God bless you now.
God bless you so much. And remember, everyone, to save that date. Once again, the date is March 22nd through 25th. We have powerhouse speakers that will be there. And you can find Prophet Anthony Hill Facebook under Anthony Hill, the registration and all the flyers and the information will be there, okay? And have a beautiful day. Stay prayed up and in the Lord. God bless everyone. And let's end this with worship.
You are You held and protected me. If I just keep my mind on thee, to keep me in a perfect peace, in perfect peace.
Oh, Thank you. Lord. We are grateful on this day. We are grateful to you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, walking in your victory, celebrating 4 years on Blog Talk Radio, celebrating 4 years, giving your all without an excuse to glorify God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you to all the callers on the line still. This is your day. Claim your victory. And remember, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. God bless you all.